From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail the Catskill Town Board is moving forward with its plan to convert the position of Town Highway Superintendent from an elected office to an appointed one. Catskill Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the change would allow the town to consolidate management of its roads, cemetery, and buildings and grounds responsibilities under one authority. If the transition is approved, the elected position would be abolished January 1, 2016, and the appointed position simultaneously created the same day. The board will hold a public hearing Tuesday, April 14th. Following the public hearing and board adoption, the matter will then go to a public vote in a special election June 23rd. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star the Columbia County Airport has received verbal approval of its new FAA status designation. Columbia County Engineer Dean Knox shared the news with the Board of Supervisors Airport Subcommittee Monday, March 23rd. The county is seeking approval for a change in the airport designation from D2 to B2 based on the number of landings and takeoffs at the Ghent location. The reclassification will make compliance with FAA safety code regulations easier. Knox told these supervisors he hopes to have the plans for the construction of a new 300-foot safety area and other improvements submitted to the FAA by the fall, with work to begin sometime next year. Read the full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton and Rick Carlin are reporting in the Times Union a state Supreme Court justice has dismissed a lawsuit brought by a state teachers' union in an attempt to force the state to scrap its property tax cap and tax freeze. In his ruling, Supreme Court Judge Patrick McGrath rejected each of the New York State United Teachers' claims, including that the tax mechanisms violate First Amendment rights by incentivizing compliance. The cap and freeze are designated to keep spending closer to the rate of inflation unless a supermajority of 60% votes for a greater increase. Certain cost increases are exempted from the overall calculation. The ruling is the second time McGrath has denied an NYSUT lawsuit against the cap. Read the full story in the Times Union. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 40, tonight mostly clear with a low around 18. Wednesday, increasing clouds with a high near 48. Wednesday night, a chance of showers mainly before 3 a.m., cloudy with a low around 40. Thursday, showers mainly after 9 a.m. with a high near 57. Thursday night, showers mainly before 9 p.m. with a low around 38. And Friday, a chance of showers before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. Sunrise today was at 6:50 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:12 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 21 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Tuesday of the month and WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Canaan Zoning Board of Appeals meetings at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 1647 County Route 5 in Canaan, 781-3144. The Catskill Planning Board meetings at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill, 943-2141. The Chatham Central Board of Education meetings at 6:30 p.m. at the high school, 50 Woodbridge Ave in Chatham, 392-2400. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Government Committee meeting is at 5 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Copaic Agriculture and Farming Protection Committee meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mountain View Road in Copaic, 329-1234. And the Greenport Planning Board meeting is at 7:30 p.m. at Greenport Town Hall, Town Hall Drive in Hudson, 828-4656. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, March 24th, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.